Thank you and welcome to your new role, Mr. President. The work of OHCHR in documenting Russia's human rights violations and abuses in connection with its brutal war against Ukraine has been exemplary. Next month will mark a cruel milestone, 3 years of Russia's unjust and unprovoked war in Ukraine. My arrival in Geneva coincided with that terrible further invasion of Ukraine's sovereign territory, and I am heartbroken to leave Geneva with Putin's aggression unabated. In those 3 years, we have seen Russia's forces commit war crimes, and with other Russian officials, crimes against humanity in Ukraine. They have forcibly deported and transferred thousands of Ukrainian children. Members of Russia's forces have committed execution-style killings of prisoners of war and Ukrainian civilians, including men, women, and children. In this room, over and over, we have heard about torture and sexual violence committed by Russia's forces. Russia must answer for all of its reprehensible and unlawful actions. The United States reiterates the call for accountability. While Ukraine is fighting for its very existence as a sovereign, independent state, we must not forget that Ukraine is also fighting for justice. The people of Ukraine, the victims of these crimes, who are also bravely standing strong to uphold the UN Charter and values we hold dear, deserve our continued support. I thank you.